Blog Talk Radio.
On What Stupid Is On the Air. IWS, exposing the stupid. 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Cheers, greetings, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Mat Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, the St. Lawrence Seaway of internet radio, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, eh? And welcome, all our friends and listeners and haters and whatever else all over the world. Thanks for being here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
That's it?
How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing wonderful. And you seem to be giddy, so it's...
I was a little distracted, but I'm all right.
Of course you were. Old Drew Barrymore and Ellen Page still going on there, Jay?
No, it's all right. It's all right. We're good.
Okay.
I mean, I have no idea how much time is actually left in the show, because for some reason, my studio showed that we went on the air a full minute before we actually did. So.
And I sure as hell hope not, because we were talking dirty.
Yeah, I guess. Hell, can they hear us now? I hope they can hear us now. I hope we're actually on the air.
I hope so, too. And speaking of hoping they can hear us, we give a little shout-out. Evidently they can, because whatever Joe said,
yep.
I missed the dirty talk.
Yeah.
And whatever Joe's in the room, and Monkey 63, and undoubtedly an adorable guest is in the room.
So, no doubt about it.
Which is always nice.
Yeah, we love guests. And if the guests would like to register at BTR, they could join in the chat room.
And how would they do that, Jay?
Well, just go to BTR.com and click register. It's free and easy, just like your host.
Exactly. And we got a big day today, don't we?
Huge day.
And we'll get to that in a minute. But first, as always, we like to do some shout-outs. And Jay, do you have any shout-outs you would like to shout-out?
I just wanted to give a shout-out to everybody from the greater Bagwine metropolitan area all the way to the East Coast and D.C. and everybody who got hit by the storms and all the damage and all the people without power. In the 100-degree weather, it's got to be just miserable.
Yeah.
I think there's upwards of, 400,000 people in D.C. still without power. So they all know how John Boehner feels. Hey-o!
Yes. They're all turning orange. Yesterday, when dawn broke yesterday, 1 million people in the state of Ohio were without power.
Nice round number.
Yeah, 10% of the entire state.
All right. And that doesn't even include the people living in the shacks, you know, over Appalachia area that don't have, you know, indoor plumbing and electricity anyway, right?
That's right. You know, that was kind of hurtful, but I'll let it go.
It was a little uncalled for, a little mean, you know, here on Sunday morning, but...
Come on now.
I don't know.
The southeast part of the state. We just ignore it. Consider it part of West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And as Joe just pointed out in the chat room, that it, you know, the worst thing about all that is that they don't have internet.
Exactly.
So that's, that sucks.
Yeah.
How about you, Matt? Got any shout outs?
Just one. In speaking of being without power, evidently the wife and the child, they're without power while I'm here standing in comfortable air conditioning that is working as we speak.
Oh.
Yeah. They're going to be without power until Monday.
Oh.
And I feel bad about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's unfortunate.
Yes. But I love karma. I love karma.
The storms took them out, lost the power, did they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And,
you know,
something I mentioned to you last night, I also want to give a shout-out to my son because I live vicariously through him. I told you he had a workout with a college basketball coach on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to see how many three-point shots he could make in 5 minutes. And he drained 91 three-pointers in 5 minutes.
That's pretty impressive.
And I got this this morning, Jay. His total shot total was 107. He hit 91 of 107 three-pointers.
Man, I don't think I could even take 107 three-pointers in 5 minutes.
I couldn't either.
After about a minute, I'd be going, dang, man, I'm going to need some Gatorade or something.
Hey, anyone got one of those salon passes? I need one for my elbow.
You take 101 shots with a cigarette hanging out of your mouth. That's pretty impressive. As the ball was flying through the air, you'd be like, yeah, baby. What's really cool about that is if you hit 90, you win the stuffed animal, right?
Exactly. Or hopefully, if you hit 90, you go to college free. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, it ends up the stuffed animal is a scholarship.
Uh-huh.
The stuffed animal is, you know, the school's mascot.
That's right.
Oh, actually, inside the stuffed animal should be, you know, cash.
Well,
oh, wait,
it's
that's
Baptist,
only if you go to... That's
it's
if you go to
Baptist
Kentucky. Never
mind. College, Jay, so there won't be cash in it.
No, those cheap
they don't do that kind of thing.
No, the cash is in the Kentucky Wildcat.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. I was just kidding. Was,
yeah, of course you were.
Good out there. All right. Yeah. So, Matt, you seem to be struggling a little today. You doing all right?
Well, had a bad night. I went to bed early. Got to bed about 1. And I woke up at 6:42, and I was sweating again. I don't know why. Oh, maybe it was because the AC wasn't working. Oh, it was running, which was running up the bill, but it wasn't putting out any air. And on top of that, I must have slept with my hand behind my back because my left wrist feels like it is broken.
Oh, my God. Brutal. Just brutal.
Yeah. And you? Feeling good?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I didn't have a good night's sleep. I kept waking up, having weird dreams. I think it was just so quiet. That's why I couldn't sleep through the whole night. The neighbors weren't home to go outside and scream and yell and have a party at 2 or 3 a.m.
Oh, I thought maybe they were quiet because you utilized the baseball bat you bought yesterday.
The bat of justice.
The bat of justice.
No, they
the
all left yesterday.
The Louisville Scalia.
If we had the hey-o sound file, I'd have played that for you. Instead, we have the emergency warning sound file, which I was going to play before the shout-out to everybody in the storm areas, but whatever.
I'm sure it'll come up at some point. I'm sure the AC will go out at some time during the show. And I'll play it.
Probably so.
And we do have a big show today. However, we're doing more witty banter than usual because, you know, the subject material.
Yeah. Canada's a country that doesn't provide you with a lot of material.
No, it doesn't.
But I guess you ready to get into this?
I'm ready to go, Jay. I'm all about Canada. We're going to celebrate Canada Day today.
All right. So we ask that we all rise.
All rise.
Remove all headgear.
Yes.
Including your toupee, Mr. Trump. And we will enjoy the singing of O Canada by Canada's own Sarah McLachlan.
Lovely. That was moving.
Tremendous, tremendous effort there from Sarah.
Oh, Sarah.
That was the at the 1996 Major League Baseball All-Star Game.
I know.
Yeah. A lot of great players from Toronto Blue Jays and Montreal Expos there. And that kind of inspired me to check the standings this morning, and I can't find the Expos in the standings anywhere. I don't know what
really
happened. Yeah.
Perhaps Canada outsourced their team.
They might have. Maybe they sent them to Australia or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. Whatever, Joe. Not a big fan of that song.
I saw that.
I bet most people didn't realize we would actually play the whole damn song. We don't do anything halfway here.
I love that. That is my favorite national anthem of all time.
You America-hating commie.
No, I love America. But, Jay, sometimes on Friday nights, I'll just sit around and play that on a loop. I love it so much. and drink Molsons.
That's right. Now, how do you think you would do it in Canada if you were forced to move? You know, if you wanted to get away from, you know, Obama's socialized medicine or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't think I'd do very well on what I make because.
No, it is expensive. There. It is a little
expensive.
I don't think
I'd be drinking a whole lot or smoking. So actually, I guess I'd be poor but healthy. So there you go.
Well, there you go. Yeah, it's always a trade-off, right? There's always trade-offs in life.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think I'd probably do all right. I'd probably be able to, you know, assimilate.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Canadians are very different. If from us. I mean, if you take a marketing class, they'll tell you that Canadians are basically the same, and boy, that pisses them off. Yeah, but I think I'd probably do okay there, you know. I could, you know, I like Molson's and Labatt's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty laid back, get along with everybody, you know.
Yeah.
I'd miss the NBA though. I mean, I heard rumors that they have an NBA team in Toronto.
They do have a team.
You
see,
never
I
see them.
I don't follow the NBA, and I do know that they have a team, and I think it's, what, Saskatchewan or something?
It's Toronto.
Oh, Toronto.
Yeah, they used to have one in Vancouver.
Yeah.
But they made the logical move to Memphis. And so now
there's thousands of direct flights going from Vancouver to Memphis every day.
Absolutely. And, you know, and Grizzlies is a great nickname for a team in Memphis because there's just Grizzlies everywhere.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You get the Hair Bear Bunch down in Memphis.
The only thing is, if we moved up there, we'd have to get used to hockey.
I hate hockey. Yeah. Don't like it.
And
not one bit.
Yeah, and then, of course, you have their version of football, which doesn't make much sense.
No.
But
Field's a little longer, a lot of passing.
Yeah, wider. 25-yard deep end zone. I don't know what the deal is with that, but, I mean, if you got the ball at the 10-yard line to throw it all the way to the back of the end zone, I mean, that'd be about as far as little Doug Flutie could chuck it, right?
Exactly. And we do have a big Canadian Football League connection here from Springfield, Ohio, right here in Bagwine. Ron Lancaster, quarterback of Wittenberg back in the 50s or 60s, went on to win a couple Grey Cups up in Canada.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For the most part, I would say living in any Canadian city is probably pretty much the same as living in the U.S., other than, you know, the people there have better manners, there's a lot lower crime, cleaner streets, decriminalized prostitution and weed, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that.
Other than that, it's just the same.
Yeah.
God, I wonder what a prostitute in Canada costs. They got to be heavily taxed. They have to be.
You would think, yeah.
It's like $100 for a kiss.
And who would want to kiss a prostitute on the mouth?
Oh, God, no.
I mean, that's about as risky a thing as you could do right there.
Exactly.
I see Mike wandered into the chat room rather quietly.
Mm-hmm.
Snuck in. We got Monkey63 in there.
Yeah.
And our good friend, whatever, Joe.
Oh.
All right. And, of course, for everyone out there listening, either in the chat room or listening on your mobile devices, those phone lines are open.
As they always are, at 661-244-9852. That's 661-244-9852 on the Priceline Negotiator Hotline. In honor of my favorite Canadian, William Shatner, or as I call him, Jay, Bill.
Bill. Our friend, Bill Shatner. Great Canadian right there. That great all-around human being.
Yes, he is. Funniest man alive. Has been since 1968 when he strode into the universe on the USS Enterprise.
Yeah. In fact, I really don't think of him as a Canadian. I just think of him as a citizen of the world.
He is.
He belongs to all of us.
He does.
All right. Well, you know, I did some extensive research on Canada and came up with some interesting facts.
Really?
A lot of people don't know about little-known facts about Canada that people didn't know. Like, did you know that Canada is a major producer and consumer of cheese?
Really?
Yes. They produce more than 350,000 tons of at least 32 varieties of cheese.
Wow.
And Canadians eat an average of 23.4 pounds of cheese per person per year. I know. Also,
That's a lot of kidney stones right there, baby.
There's a lot of backing up right there. Huh?
Yeah.
The most popular cheese among Canadians is what's known as Canadian cheddar. It's a white cheddar that is described as mild and bland.
Of course it is. At least they're holding on to their French roots.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay, and not only that, they are one of the few countries in the world that are a net gain exporter of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of natural gas, a lot of oil. I have no joke. That's it. You know,
just, just a fact. You just thought was cool, huh?
Yeah, I just thought that was pretty cool.
Well, you know, they also, Alberta. This is the region of Alberta, not some lady named Alberta.
Exactly.
Although
there may be one in Alberta named Alberta.
Well, my aunt was named Alberta.
Really? Was she Canadian?
Oh, yes. No.
Oh.
She was American. But anyway, Alberta produces 50% of the world's supply of bitumen.
Really?
Yep. And the country of Canada controls 9% of the world's supply of fresh water.
Wow.
Unfortunately, they use up almost all the bitumen for pucks and freeze all the water to play hockey on. So doesn't do them any good.
No. And I'll tell you another thing about Alberta. They produce 100% of the world's Alberta Clippers.
They do.
Yes, they do.
That's very impressive.
See, here in America, monopolies are illegal, but evidently in Canada they're not.
No, probably not.
You know, Alberta's got all the Clippers.
Now, what is an Alberta Clipper? Is it like a scissors?
Oh, really? Well, down where you live, you might not know that. In the winter, an Alberta Clipper is a quick-moving low-pressure system that brings 2 to 4 inches of snow in like an hour, and they originate out of the province of Alberta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I knew that. It's just so sexy when you talk weather. So.
Well, you know, it'd be sexier if Stephanie Abrams was talking about that.
I'd like to see her Alberta Clipper. That didn't really make any sense, but that's
no.
Okay.
But neither does this. But I would like to take Stephanie Abrams, smack her on the ass, and call her Alberta.
Also, here's one for you, Matt.
I'm ready.
Moving on quickly here. Did you know that Canada has the longest coastline of any country in the world? At 151,600 miles?
Yes, I did.
Did you know that despite that long coastline, they only have 3 beaches? One of them's a nude beach.
Really?
Yeah. The nude beach that is right there on the property of a university in Vancouver.
Huh.
Yeah. Co-eds on the nude beach. Anyway, the rest of their coastline is designated as baby seal kill zones.
I bet Pamela Anderson has spent some time on that nude beach in Vancouver.
I bet she has.
One of the sexiest Canadians ever. With that
Which isn't saying
mouth.
Much, but
What?
Well, I said, you said one of the sexiest Canadians ever, and I said, well, you know, it's not saying all that much, but, you know, Canadians and all, but.
I think there's a lot of sexy Canadians.
Well, like who?
Ellen Page.
I love Ellen Page.
I do, too.
She's just as cute as a button.
Yeah, that's all you can say about her. She's as cute as a button. Unfortunately, you told me she was a lesbian.
That's the word on the street. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then after I thought about it, you tell me every woman is a lesbian because you are hoping that they are a lesbian.
Just to justify their rejection of me.
And that you would think it's just hotter that way.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be, yeah. I mean, you know, Ellen Page and Drew Barrymore. Drew Barrymore, you know, being a switch hitter and all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually enjoyed that movie, the roller derby movie they did. Whip It.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
No. I
no,
don't watch
you
it.
Haven't.
You know,
no,
I don't watch
seen
movies.
It. Anyway, that was a cute movie. Of course it was cute. It's Ellen Page. She's cute. She's...
There are
well,
some
you know, there's some other, you know, like Shania Twain.
She's
not an unattractive woman.
No, she's not. Not big upstairs, but
no,
cute nonetheless.
Yeah,
and a good story too.
Oh yeah,
she took care of her family and did it all for them.
That's wonderful.
Mhm. And maybe sometime we'll talk about some of that dribble, but yeah, not now.
Yeah, yeah, that heartwarming crap. We'll do some other time.
Yeah.
We just got a 40 seconds on those phone lines, people. Let's go.
So call in at 661-244-9852. Tell us about your favorite Canadian, your hottest Canadian, or why you hate Canadians.
Yeah.
It's their day, damn it.
Yeah. Of course, there's some Canadians that nobody's going to hate, like Dan Aykroyd.
He's the
Jim
man.
Carrey.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey, who could hate him? John Candy.
Oh.
Leslie Nielsen. Leslie Nielsen.
Oh,
right?
I forgot about him. I told you I met him once, didn't I?
Yeah. Oh, no, really?
Yes. I was working for SEIU, and I was sent down to West Virginia to work on a piece of legislation that we were trying to get passed, and he was down there at the same time in the State House doing a commercial for the West Virginia Lottery.
Oh.
Yeah. I got to shake his hand and everything.
Well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. I called him Shirley. No, I didn't really. I just said, hi.
Yeah. I bet thousands of people have called him Shirley.
Well, I'll tell you what. We have a regional person that's a big Canadian here in Southwest Ohio, and that would be one Joey Votto.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Outstanding Major League Baseball player.
Exactly.
The Cincinnati Reds. And good all-around guy.
He seems to be.
Yeah.
Till we find out he's juicing.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, we thought, you know, Ryan Braun was a great all-around guy too, didn't we?
Exactly.
And of course, let's not forget the possibly the second greatest Canadian of all time, Mr. Phil Hartman.
I did not know he was Canadian.
How about that?
Yeah. Oh, I love him. One of the funniest men that ever tread this earth.
Yep.
And not just funny. He could do it all.
Oh, he could.
Yep.
And the other end of the... Go ahead. No, go ahead.
We have Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas. Ho, ho! Hilarious! Oh, they're funny. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
really don't find them funny. But I'm glad to see that Dave.
No.
I'm glad to see that. Oh, my God. I did mention that Schmoop's on vacation this week, didn't I? Okay, that's fine.
Well, you know, on the opposite end of the Canada spectrum there from Phil Hartman and all those folks are people like Tom Green and Celine Dion.
Oh, I was going to tell you. I wish you hadn't mentioned that yet. Canada has 10 provinces, as we all know. You know, you got your Saskatchewans and all these Newfoundlands. They have an 11th province, and that would be Celine Dion's nose. Jay, quit. Would you quit typing and pay attention?
Celine Dion's nose, right.
The 11th province.
11th province.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. I was responding to Joe in the chat room, and a man has to concentrate when he's responding to Joe.
I wouldn't think he really would. I would think he would more just automatically type, I love you. No, but...
Well, I'll tell you what, an evil, bad Canadian.
Yes.
The guy by the name of Wilson Markle.
And who's
he
that?
He is the guy who invented film colorization.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Go back to all the classics, the black and white classics, and colorize them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. It's terrible.
I bet Canadians,
they wanted to color.
They probably hate him, too, because, you know, that's just not their style. They prefer black and white.
True, but maybe they like it colorized because it makes it happier.
Well, that's true.
You know, you take an old mystery, make it, you know, colorize it, and all of a sudden the killer is wearing a powder blue leisure suit from the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
With a pink tie.
Uh-huh. And white shoes.
And white shoes. Like the late, great Herb Tarlick.
Hey, now. Now, God, here comes another email from the Tarlick group.
Hey, another guy that a lot of people didn't know is Canadian is Tommy Chong of Cheech and Chong fame.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
Of course it does.
Just laid back and, hey...
Mm-hmm. 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 Oh, I've got a couple more Canadian facts that you may not have known about.
Really?
Yep. Canadians have made many important inventions, including kerosene, the electron microscope, the electronic organ, insulin, IMAX film system, snowmobiles, and the electric cooking range.
Wow.
Yeah.
Also,
asbestos.
Huh. No wonder they have socialized
healthcare. Exactly. Yeah. And hair in a can. Do you know that the only three spices used in Canadian cooking are salt, pepper, and ketchup?
No. Boy, you did your research.
I did. I dug deep.
I just want to know where you did it at.
The internet is full of all kinds of interesting facts.
Of course it is.
Well, it is now, yeah.
You know, Jay, anyway. Here's an interesting fact about Canada. I can see it from my backyard. As we here in Bagwine, Ohio, do border Canada.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do.
Bagwine doesn't, but Ohio does.
Thank you.
Right.
Unbelievable.
From Cleveland, over the flames on Lake Erie, you can see Canada. Yeah.
There's a big horizon here, Jay, and I can see it. Don't tell me I can't see it.
I'm on the second floor, damn it.
Exactly. I'm high up.
Not as high as the average person hanging out in Vancouver, but pretty high still.
Yeah, I can see them taking our walleye. Bastards. Poachers.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you got all the cool folks there in Quebec, all the French-speaking.
Oh, yeah. Quebec's like the Manhattan of Canada. We're all better than you. We speak.
Mm-hmm.
We speak French.
Mm. Yeah. And they prove that French-speaking people, wherever they are in the world, are rude and bossy.
And the French people all over the world saying, "What form of French are you people speaking? What is this Quebecois?" God.
And I don't know why they're so hoity-toity. Canada bought Quebec from France for a case of maple syrup, 2 cases of Molson Ice, and a half carton of Marlboro Lights.
Hey, that's not a bad deal. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know who won that one, right?
I think France did.
France probably did win pretty big.
Yeah. Come on. We're Quebecois. We love to speak awful French and leave our armpits unshaved.
Some excellent Canadian musical folk.
Oh, God. Now, there are tons of them. There's some I like a lot.
Neil
Young comes to mind.
Joni Mitchell. Triumph. Who could forget Triumph? Triumph, that was a way better band than it was a car.
Exactly.
So was the car named after the band or the band named after the car?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Leonard Cohen?
Oh.
I don't really care for Rush much.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan either, but a lot of people like
him. A lot of people do like him, and we respect other people's opinions and views.
Yes, we do.
Rufus Wainwright.
Mm-hmm. Brian Adams.
Yeah.
I like Brian Adams.
It's all right.
I see we have a disagreement here. That's okay. Continue.
Well, I was going to say that this my respecting other people's views and opinions ends when they say they like Nickelback.
Oh, God.
But, whatever.
My son likes Nickelback, but I have to respect him anyway.
He's a kid. He'll grow out of it.
He'll grow up. Yeah, the kid's going to be 18 years old. Okay.
Yeah. Well, he can make 91.
Stop liking Nickelback. You're 18.
He can make 91 threes in 5 minutes.
Yeah, well. He may be my future.
Yeah. And there's always James Cameron, one of the biggest assholes in the world.
Oh, my God. He's horrid.
Did you know Art Linkletter was Canadian?
No, I did not.
Born in the thriving metropolis of Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
All right.
Moose Jaw.
No, actually, I've heard of that. I know.
I have too.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard of Moose Jaw.
Yep.
I just didn't know anybody was actually from there.
It's a good place to be from.
Yes, it is. And, of course, there's Alex Trebek.
Yes.
Good old Alex Trebek, host of Jeopardy. And proud Canadian who always gets angry when a contestant misses a Canada question. Be a clue will be something like, in which country was the manure spreader invented? And someone will buzz in and say, what is Russia? And Alex will get turn red and like, no, it's Canada. I'm like, what do you think? We're a bunch of moose hunting, baby seal clubbing, igloo dwelling Neanderthals? God. And everybody's like, calm down, Alex. Calm down, calm down. Okay. Canada invented the manure spreader. Good job.
And it's unfortunate for Alex that, you know, last week he had a heart attack in the United States because... Well.
Very unfortunate, yep. That he wasn't visiting family. Yep. When he could have said, I'll take, what's that tingling feeling in my left arm for 400, Alex?
Well, you'll have to wait 6 months to get the answer. Hello!
Of course, in the United States, it's more like, what's that tingling feeling in my left arm for $40,000, Alex?
It's a good thing I know nothing about that.
But it's good to be alive, right?
Exactly. And it's unfortunate that the show really picked up here with 3 minutes left.
Well, it takes a bit to get into it sometimes.
Oh, God, I'm tired, too.
And you got a bum wrist.
I got a bum wrist.
An AC unit that mocks you half the time.
It just shut off when you said that. And I got Drive-By Mikey, who's hilarious, by the way, and you can catch him every Wednesday, who's got me up there 50 hours a week. But I'm okay.
And I assume we have about 2 minutes or so left here. The BTR clock's been messing up on me. I don't know. When I said we had 40 seconds left, we actually had about 2 minutes, as it turns out. But my clock said 40 seconds. So
I think, Jay, I actually do have a cute Canadian story for you.
Well, all right then.
Unless you have something else.
No.
Okay. I moved in with Shmoop about 12 years ago. We were just, you know, hanging out, just friends. And you know what brought us together, ultimately? You know what the seal to the deal was?
What's that?
We're sitting on the couch, not touching each other. We're just sitting there on a Saturday night, drinking a couple beers, and Red Green came on.
Red Green.
Yes. Shmoop said, do you like him? I said, yes. And then she held my hand. So Canada brought me and the Shmoopster ultimately together.
And you know what? I believe Red Green now does shows in Branson, Missouri.
Of course he probably does.
Yes, he does.
The later years of Red Green were just unwatchable. The first couple of years were really funny, and they replayed them on PBS.
Now, our PBS didn't show him. They're too busy showing Benny Hill.
Oh, you lucked out. That's eyebrow right there.
All right. Well, of course, everybody don't forget to tune in on Wednesday. It will be the 4th of July. We will celebrate America, damn it.
We will. It's going to be spectacular.
Huh? It will be.
Yeah.
Yes, it will be.
All right.
All right.
I'll